I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask the reading of the script.
Welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Please use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. And for members of the public, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Could you do a roll call of commissioners, please?
Yes, Commissioner Claude Gilmore.
Present.
Gilmore present. Commissioner Duane Gray.
Present.
Gray present. Commissioner Greg Reed.
Present.
Reed present. Commissioner Madeline O'Connor.
Present.
O'Connor present. Commissioner Mary Strickland.
Present.
Strickland present. Alder Tag Evers.
Here.
Evers present. And Alder Isidore Knox. I don't see Alder Knox. All right, Chair, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'd like a motion and a second for the approval of the minutes from our June 12th meeting. Is there a motion for approval?
I'll move to approve.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Gray, second.
It's been moved and seconded that our minutes from June 12th meeting be approved, and we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. Can none motion approve? Is there any public comment? You're muted, Lisa.
The registration report shows no registrants.
No registrants. Okay, thank you. Any communications, Matt?
Yep, three quick things. Right now we are holding a time at 9 a.m. on July 28th for ribbon cutting at Teresa Terrace. We're just waiting for confirmation on a couple things, and if we'll send you an email shortly to get that on your calendars. We are also tentatively holding a groundbreaking at the Triangle for August 13th. And for that, again, there's a lot of logistics to make sure we can fit on the site and they're not doing anything too disruptive that day. And that would also be likely first thing in the morning. So probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. Again, we'll send you an email to hold those times as we put together the program and everything. So those two events are penciled in for now. And then the third thing is just an update on where we are with HUD and federal issues. So the bill that passed a couple of weeks ago and was signed by the president, just to be clear, it doesn't have any real direct effects on HUD. Where it affects affordable housing is really on the tax credit side of things. So it expands the Section 42 tax credit in a couple of technical ways that will be modest, likely. They won't have large effects on things that we're doing. The things that have a much larger effect are the changes to the energy related tax credits. So for the Triangle, phase one, we're fine. Our geothermal system and everything will be starting construction within the window. We'll be putting in place within the windows that's we'll be getting all the credits that we had anticipated for Triangle B1. For Park Badger, we should be fine on the geothermal. There are some of the other credits that we were hoping to get related to energy efficiency that it's likely we will miss the window for them because they shortened it so much. And then it's really, when we start to look to future phases of the triangle, some resources that we anticipated might not be there or are likely to not be there in these future phases. But the projects immediately in front of us all look like they're fine for our energy related credits.
Okay, so it doesn't look like we have any immediate blowback or change that's going to affect our plan.
No. Things that we have in budget right now that we're working towards are fine, but a number of the credits do expire. So it definitely looks like solar-related things are going to have a harder time, but geothermal is a technology that they gave more time for, so those don't have to be put in place till we are, you know, for 5+ years. So we're fine with our next two projects.
Okay, appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Are there any disclosures or recusals? Here, none. We have two items on the consent agenda, like a motion and a second for approval.
This is Mary, so moved.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that the consent items on the agenda be approved, and we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. And none, motion approved. We have first discussion item, CDA resolution 4666.
So this is a relatively small modification to our architect and engineering contract out at Village on Park. To just do a little bit more work that had to be done on the design side. So it's less than $1,000, but we had to bring it back to you. And if you have any more detailed questions, Chris is here, but it's a pretty small change to the contract.
Any questions from commissioners about this? If not, I'd like a motion for approval.
I'll move to approve.
Is there a second?
Gray, second.
It's been moved and seconded that CDA resolution 4666 be approved, and we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. Hearing none, motion approved. Next resolution is 4668.
So this is to officially make Chad Ruble the deputy director of the CDA. So this is Chad's first CDA board meeting. Chad, this is week three, I think.
It is, yeah, week three.
Week three. So this officially makes him deputy director, allowing him to sign and approve things when I'm not available, or if I win the lottery, he can take over in my stead.
Mm-hmm. You'll be devoting all your money to us anyway, so that's okay, man. We appreciate that. Is there a motion for approval?
Commissioner Gray, make a motion that we approve the resolution.
Is it second?
Second.
Moving to second that CDA resolution 4668 be approved, and we'll consider this unanimous vote unless there are any objection. And none, motion approved.
I probably should have offered Chad the opportunity to introduce himself before you.
Yes, you should.
you approved him, but.
Yeah. Chad, go ahead and say a few words in your amazing victory.
Thank. I mean, it's the team here has been so gracious and helpful in getting me on board. I really appreciate and Matt and the others in this department. I don't know. I'm excited to be here. I think been in the community for a while and have a lot of federal experience, but not as much local experience. It's great to see the work that CDA is doing, and being a part of it is like so fulfilling. And as I bike in every day, I've like reinforced how exciting it is to be here and be a part of the city team. So I'm excited to get to know each of you better. I'm happy to help explain HUD acronyms if you have any questions on those, and excited to get moving on all the great stuff CDA is working on.
Appreciate it and welcome aboard. We're looking forward to our working partnership. Okay, thank you. Next item on resolution 4670.
Yes. So, as we have moved through all of the various forms and paperwork and agreements we've had to do for Triangle B1, and as we head towards our financial closing, which will happen next week, either Wednesday or Thursday, one of the things that our lenders and investors asked us to do was to come back to you with a resolution that just really clearly spells out all of the things that are going to happen. So you granted sort of a really large kind of blanket approval for us to go ahead and apply for tax credits, loans, real estate transactions, all the things we would have to do back when we applied for the tax credits a year and a half ago. But they would just ask that we come back and just really spell out that we have very explicit approval to do everything we need to do, and that we make it clear that the address changed because we subdivided the site. So we want to be really clear that we're talking about a very specific property, and that we have very specific authorization to transfer the property, to enter into all of the agreements we need to do, that we would have the right to enter indemnification agreements. All this adds up to like 200 pieces of paper that we have to sign to get to the closing table. So nothing's changed. It's just making very explicit that you are authorizing us to move ahead to get to that closing table next week.
Sounds pretty straightforward. Any questions from commissioners on this? If not, is there a motion for approval?
Commissioner Gray make a resolution that we move forward with resolution 4670.
So that's a motion for approval. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
It's been moved and seconded that CDA resolution 4670 we approve, and we have considered this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. The last item on the agenda is the report on housing authority operations. Is that Mr. Chad?
Yes, I think so. I hope this is what I've learned in housing authority operations here as of week three. I would mention Lauren and Sadie have been tremendous again, and Lynette sort of showed me the ropes. I believe the first tab of the operations report, well, there's two tabs. I'm going to start with the public housing occupancy report, the PHA occupancy report here. I don't know if there's any questions. I would say the things that stand out the most to me is that occupancy for the most part has been improving. We're still again getting to learn the ropes here and exactly focus on some of the vacant units, improve those. I don't know. We know one of the issues is project-based voucher utilization and making sure that those units get leased up. I mentioned talked to this with the team, and there's a number of families in the pipeline to get into those units, and we expect that many of those will be leased within the next month. Much of it is just a matter of getting their paperwork and getting that approved, and so it's something that we're definitely focused in on. Is there any questions at all on
the question of commissioners on the report?
No real question, Chad. We're accustomed, and it may be that we're lazy, to for you, the person sitting in your chair, to do a screen share so that we have it right in front of us.
Oh, I can do that. I have it in front of me here.
And of course, we can go to the agenda and find the item and click on it, but it helps to see it right collectively in case folks don't have access.
Thank you. Chad has to get screening rights.
I'm looking at it. If you click on the agenda, it's right there.
Let me know if you can't. If the share won't work for you, Chad, and I can put it up too, if that works for you.
No, I can do it. It's just a second.
Yeah, I'm looking at it too, Mary. I'm just saying that that's been our custom to have it shared and have it right in front of us. It doesn't have to happen right now, but
some growing pains here. Do you guys see it?
no, I think it'd have to give you rights to do so. Maybe you're not in the system yet.
I see it. I see it.
I see it.
It's here.
Can you zoom in a little bit, though?
Okay, so here's the occupancy reports for the various amps right across the city. You'll see what I pointed out earlier was the Section 8 project-based voucher program. There is altogether a number of vacant, only one vacant unit here, but it shows up more on the monthly report under the low project-based voucher utilization rate here. There's also been a slight drop in overall voucher usage across the city. I think, as I've been told, this CDA is coming out of a shortfall situation where we were using more money than the federal government was actually giving us. A lot of that had to do with the way the funding was allocated from HUD and just the cost increase in the voucher utilization or voucher program over the course of last year. And so there was a slowdown in leasing activity. You can sort of see the sort of the fallout of that as the trending downward in total number of vouchers. But as the program stabilizes, we hope to be able to increase that again. And then the lowest hanging fruit to help increase that is to really increase the project-based vouchers, right? These are the vouchers that the city has a contract with individual landlords to hold units for our tenants. And so we are working with those different projects to make sure that they're able to absorb units quickly and fill those up as it's like the most guaranteed spot where we can send voucher holders in order to make sure they're successful in leasing.
What's that capacity on the vouchers available?
Well, right now we don't like we're not expecting to be able to issue new vouchers immediately, but we know for sure with the project-based vouchers, those units are available, right? And so I don't have the math directly in front of me, but it's that delta between the 228 and the 160 that
Right.
should be available, and we should see that uptick in the next month or two.
That sounds good. Any questions from commissioners? Questions? Well, I appreciate this report in the chat. I think it's important that we visually see it and the work that the team is doing. So continue to provide that information to us. Anything, Matt, at this time before we move for a close?
So we do have an MRCDC meeting to take up the mirrored resolution. I mean, a very similar resolution what you just took up related to Triangle B1, just authorizing from the MRCDC side of things. You were much more efficient in this meeting than anticipated. So that meeting does not start until 5:30, and it has a separate link. Lisa, is that correct?
That's correct, Matt. It starts at 5:30, and you need to exit this meeting and then click on the link in the invite for the MRCDC meeting at 5:30.
There's no way we can move that up, Matt.
We're not allowed to. The state won't allow us to move the meeting time. But hopefully, it's only a 5-minute meeting.
So you folks would have to rebook back in. Okay.
Yep.
Well, at this time, I'd like a motion for adjournment. And thank everyone for joining us for the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second, Mary.
We are now in adjournment. Thank you all, everyone. Have a good next meeting, and we'll see you soon. Bye.